Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Sonia. Can I have your first and last name to pull up your account?
Lene Rittenhouse.
Zip code?
48843.
And what's the first name?
Lene.
You said Leonard?
L-I-N-A-E.
Okay, will it be under a different name or a zip code?
No, actually it's not, because I have a charge on my account here, and I don't even know who you are.
Okay, do you have the first six and last four of the card that was charged?
You want the last four numbers?
No, ma'am, the first six and the last four.
Oh. 5213-2292-7536-9269.
Hold on, ma'am. Just the first six and the last four. You said the first six was 521-322, and what's the last four?
9269.
Okay, verify your shipping address for security of the account.
3575 Jewel Road.
One moment. Your account for the discount shopping store membership and the sweepstakes entry to win the cookware. How can I help you?
I'm calling about my charges on my account.
Okay.
I don't know who you are, and I have two charges here. I never ordered anything. Hello?
Okay, looks like someone entered the sweepstakes drawing on October the 18th, where they had to pay the $574 for the entry.
Sorry, but it wasn't me.
Okay. Looks like they also signed up for the discount shopping store membership, where they give them 48 hours to call in to cancel it to keep from being a member. Being a member gets them $125.
Hold on, I am not a member. You charged me, I don't know who you are, and I want the money back.
I'm not speaking of you in general, ma'am. I'm just saying that being a member gets them, whomever ordered
being a
this.
Member of what? Being a member of what?
That's what I'm trying to explain, ma'am, but I can't talk while you're talking.
I am not a member. I don't
I'm
know who
not
charged
saying
me.
You're a member,
I
ma'am.
I want you to reverse the charges.
I still have to explain the account to you, ma'am.
Go ahead.
Being a member gives them a $125 voucher to the discount shopping store online, and it's $67.32 a month. Now, you are stating that you did not place this order on October 18th, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and get your account canceled and get you transferred over to our fraud department, so that way whoever used your credit card and information fraudulently can be prosecuted. One moment.
Oh, my God.
Bye. good advice. So I don't know if you have a Roomba, Greg, but if you do, never turn it on with a puppy while you're out of the house.
What happens?
Because if the puppy has an accident,
call ready to transfer over to our fire department. I do thank you for calling customer support. You have a great night.